Greetings in Jesus' name on this 31st day of March, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the low 30s outside. We've received a little bit of snow last night, just a skiff on the ground and on the trees, and it's a beautiful sight, and we're giving God the glory for His magnificent creation and how He is in charge. He is the sovereign. He is all-powerful. Thank God today that we can increase in the knowledge that we have of the Lord and understanding that He is the omnipotent one. He is the one that has all power to accomplish His will upon this nation and upon this world. If anything, during this great sickness that we're experiencing, the virus that's going through our land, we have come to an understanding of having a greater fear for God. I know that I have. I cannot speak for you today, but I know that I have. In a matter of a week, everything is upside down. And who knows how long it's going to take before there's some sense of normalcy, even if there ever will be. What will our Christianity look like after this? Will we be hesitant to even touch another Christian and to embrace another Christian? How will it look after this? There's so many unanswered questions right now, but it should bring about in our life a great fear of God, where we respect and honor and reverence and stand in awe at the omnipotency of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope today that you know Him as your Savior. I hope today that you know Him as your Lord, that He is in charge. He is the sovereign. He is the one that is ruling and reigning, not only in this world, but also in your life. I hope that you are making preparations now to seek His will and what He would have for you to accomplish. I thought yesterday about our church plants and thought about the ongoing efforts of starting churches, and everything shut down. And it's amazing when you think about it. I thought about going down and getting in the airplane and going somewhere. Well, where are you going to go? Everything is shut down. How are you going to go soul winning? How are you going to talk to people? And it this is an amazing time that we're living in. For me, I believe it's sovereign in nature and that God has allowed us to continue on some building projects. We have a shop, a trade school that we're building, and then we have our foundation in the ground, and we're seeking the financing for that even as we speak. And I believe the Lord is going to use this to help us and to encourage us to get some projects complete. And I'm so delighted to be right in the center of where God would have for us to be during this time frame in our life. I'm currently reading through the book of Judges, and I'm encouraged this morning as I read about this great man that was born by the name of Samson. And we read so much about Samson. But in the beginning stages here of our reading about Samson in Judges chapter number 13, we read something very encouraging that I believe will be a great encouragement to all of us that are listening today. The Bible says in Judges 13:25, "And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol." So the great truth here that God spoke to me about in our morning Bible time was this truth about the Spirit of the Lord began to move Samuel. So there was a time in Samson's life, there was a time in Samson's life that the Spirit of God was not moving him. But now this verse tells us that the Spirit of God began to move him. Something happened in Samson's life to bring him to this place where the Spirit of the Lord could begin to move him, could begin to lead him and direct him. He must have experienced some type of the filling of the Holy Spirit. Now, we understand in this time frame that the Spirit of God came upon His men and women as He called them to different tasks. But something happened in Samson's life, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him. My dear friend, can this be said of us, that the Spirit of the Lord is moving us in different places, and the Spirit of the Lord is doing a work in our heart? I hope that that can be true of every one of us, and we can learn this great Bible lesson from Samson here, the last verse of Judges chapter number 13. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, terrific, tenacious Tuesday. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.